But let's talk hot dogs for a second. They're processed. They're pretty much lacking in nutrition. So if you eat meat, should you eat them? Alana Gordon of Here and Now contributor WHYY's The Pulse went shopping with a nutritionist.
We begin this story where most barbecues begin.
Someone to the front of the bar for customer assistance, please.
At the grocery store.
We're going to stop at the special item of the week, the hot dog.
That's Nairi Dardarian. She's a registered dietitian who teaches nutrition at Drexel University. She's hosting a barbecue, and I've asked to tag along as she shops.
I've never seen this before. It's a hot dog station.
She reaches into a refrigerator bin and grabs a package of hot dogs.
And I'm going to take a look at the label.
First, she looks at calories.
And I'm looking at this 160 calories for the whole hot dog.
Then fat.
120 of those calories come from fat.
What's your reaction to that?
That's a lot of fat. I don't really want to eat fat on a bun.
The last thing she looks at is sodium content.
Kind of a rule of thumb is don't go over 300 milligrams of sodium for one serving of any type of food.
Too much salt can lead to high blood pressure, heart disease, and stroke. This one has 480 milligrams.
I guess we're going to make a decision here.
She grabs a few different kinds, including some veggie, turkey, lean, and low-sodium options, and heads out.
Okay, so the lettuce looks good. Nice and chopped.
It's the next day, and Nairi Dardarian is prepping in the kitchen. The hot dogs are out, but she's also making an Armenian-style salad. It's a combination of cracked wheat, tomato, parsley, and olive oil.
Then you don't feel as guilty if you balance your hot dog out with a side that's full of really good whole grains and lettuce, tomatoes.
For Dardarian, it's all about padding an occasional hot dog with nutritional sides, not a bag of chips or a second hot dog. She heads outside for the next step.
Okay, grill is lit. Let this heat up.
Studies have shown that cooking at high temperatures, like on a grill, is associated with colon, pancreatic, and prostate cancers. There's some evidence that marinating meats could reduce that risk. Still, Dardarian says we've been grilling for millennia. The key is, don't do it all the time. Dardarian's guests arrive.
My name is Leah Joy.
My name is Ben Graff.
Danny Talenti.
Back outside.
So we're just putting these on the grill.
Dardarian lays out several options.
Your authentic ballpark hot dog. Then we have a spin on that.
A lean one, less calories but still high in fat. And there's a veggie one. It's low in fat but still has a lot of sodium.
Are any of these like better or worse?
I would say no. They are all on the same scale of hot dog.
Some hot dogs at health food stores advertise being lower in fat, organic, with fewer or no additives. For Dardarian, it's still a hot dog, so there's trade-offs.
All right, who's going to dig into the hot dog bar?
Ben Graff pretty much inhales an authentic ballpark hot dog. He's not too worried about its lack of nutrition.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat a hot dog all the time, but if I'm going to have one, I'm just going to go for it.
I'm vegetarian, so I grab a veggie dog.
What do you think?
The ketchup and onions help the taste.
This is getting better,
but still not so great.
Okay, here I go.
Dardarian decides to give the low-fat, low-sodium white turkey hot dog a try. She looks disappointed.
It's not nearly as spicy as a regular hot dog.
She says next time she'll opt for a regular one. But that next time, it's not going to be for a while.
I think I just take a hot dog for what it is. It's a hot dog.
To be eaten rarely, like, say, on the 4th of July.
Hot dog cheers!
That is an oxymoron there that he just said.
For Here and Now, I'm Alana Gordon.